ABC Radio Australia.
You might have heard of the elaborate pyramid scheme called Golden Sun. We looked into it last week on Pacific Beach. It gained rapid popularity in Papua New Guinea, claiming users can review movies to earn money. The scheme appears to have collapsed, and the Golden Sun website has been taken down, leaving thousands wondering if they will ever see the money they hoped to make. While experts have labelled Golden Sun a scam, police aren't investigating the case. Reporter Marion Farr spoke to PNG's acting Deputy Police Commissioner, Donald Yamasombi, to find out why.
From social media platforms, from what we received, is I think they have been operating some kind of a movie kind of things that people deposit in. It's a pyramid scheme. Yeah, and that's all I would know about this.
So are police investigating the scheme?
That's a good question. Like I say to other cases, the media platforms that people use is not a police station. For police to investigate any matter, it must be reported at a police station so that the processes and procedures that we apply there in terms of witness statements and necessary evidence that would afford that complaint to be legitimate so that the suspect can be processed to go before the court, processed properly. So at this stage, these are issues or matters only speculated on the social media. And unless and until an official complaint is lodged at a police station, I would be in a position to say, yes, there is a complaint and we are investigating.
So at this stage, you haven't received an official complaint about Golden Sun?
We have not received a complaint about Golden Sun. And yeah, that's right. No complaint has been lodged as far as I am concerned.
And who should lodge this complaint? Who might bring this to police so that they can investigate?
Well, in any case, if there is an aggrieved party, aggrieved by any means, and, you know, the best place to complain when you are aggrieved by an incident is to the police. So whoever may have complaints against whatever that Golden Sun or anyone is should lodge a formal complaint. And like I said, the process that we deal with, we have to have that a witness statement or the complainant statement to afford us evidence to process a matter in the court of law. So unless a complaint is lodged, we have not received any. And police, as far as I'm concerned, are not investigating any case.
If someone was to lodge a complaint alleging that they have been sort of scammed or they've lost money through this scheme, is there any likelihood or any chance of them recovering the money that they lost?
That's a good question. Depending on the offences that we judge according to the circumstances and lay charges on. So we have cases like stealing by false pretense, or stealing that goes through court, and it is the courts that make the decision. In most cases, the courts may come up with, punitive provisions to say, well, the offender can go to jail or refund to the complainant the sum owed to them. But with international scams, it's quite difficult sometimes.
That was my next question. Mm. I mean, PNG isn't a stranger to pyramid schemes. There's been quite large pyramid schemes like UVistract and Money Rain that have operated in PNG in the past. How difficult is it to investigate these sorts of schemes and track down the people who are kind of behind them?
It is quite difficult. Like I said, unless a complaint is lodged and you have to follow the money trail and the paper trail, trying to establish all that to hold those responsible to account, it is quite difficult. But unless a complaint is lodged, again, it would pave way for us to try probe and see where we can and how much or how far we can go.
Now, there have been some suggestions that this is actually an international scam and that PNG has reported it to Interpol. Is that correct?
If they have reported it to Interpol, I don't know which office they have gone to and who actually did report to Interpol. Because the Interpol is situated down here at the police headquarters, and that's where I sit.
So you have no knowledge of that anyway?
I've told you that, yes. I have no knowledge.
Yeah. As I said, they were unconfirmed reports. So we'll see what happens. But on your previous point, Deputy Commissioner, are you encouraging people who are victims or believe they're victims of this scam to come forward and report?
I am encouraging people, if you are aggrieved by any person that has defrauded you or have misguided you to investing in such scams, to come forward so that we could investigate. There has been also media publications by our awareness programs by the Central Bank of Papua New Guinea, advising the general public not to invest in pyramid schemes or money scams. But, you know, it's people's choice. But unless and until someone comes to the police station and complain, then we would investigate to see if there is substance for us to take appropriate actions.